Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. You heard all the commercials. Man, we got wall-to-wall coverage starting with the NFL draft on Thursday night. Hoss and Deuce, they'll be at the Saints headquarters along with Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, Head Coach Dennis Allen, all the Saints top brass, assistant coaches. You can hear that live right here on the Big 870 from 4 to 6, 6 o'clock. Steve, myself, along with Charlie and Jeff Nowak, and Deuce and Hoss will also join us at Las Cruces Tex-Mex Restaurant in Metairie. And then Friday night we'll be at Hooters in Metairie. And Saturday, basically starting, what are we starting at, 10 o'clock, Charlie, or 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock you guys start?
Yeah, and we're starting at 9, going to 11. And then
and Deuce and I and Hoss will start at 11 o'clock and bring you day 3 of the draft. And Monday, for the first time, and let me just say this about the draft. It's the first time Bobby and I haven't worked it together since 2004. Bobby got something important to do that day. His youngest son, Bo, is getting married. So we want to give our congratulations and best wishes to Bo and the whole families involved here. And I know it's a special day for Bobby and his family. So want to wish him the very best. And so for the first time since 2004, Bobby and I haven't done the draft fest together. So it's been a long ride. But Deuce will take over Monday night. Him and I will be at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, to do the second guest show, draft style, so to speak. We'll be talking about all the draft picks across not only the Saints but across the National Football League. And so we got wall-to-wall coverage. Keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 WWL. It's our Inside the Draft feature brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. And Charlie, we're going to run through as much as we can with our first round and round one, that first pick, the Bears, who they got from the Panthers. That's an easy one. Caleb Williams from USC.
Yeah, I think both the Bears picks in the top 10 are pretty set in stone, unless maybe a team were to jump them for that second one at pick 9. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Caleb Williams, the penciled in number one overall pick. I don't think there's any question that he's going to be their guy in the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, and then the second pick, I've always felt it, and I'm staying with it. Washington Commanders pick Jaden Daniels from LSU.
Yeah, there was some kind of buzz about a bad meeting between Daniels and the Commanders.
Man, get over that. Yeah. That's the agent. You got to get over that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I think that he's also kind of the clear cut. I think a lot of people go back and forth. Oh, is Drake May the QB2 in this class? Is Jaden Daniels the QB2? If you're just looking at just straight up production and what Jaden Daniels did in his Heisman campaign, yeah, he's the number 2 pick in this upcoming class. And going to Washington and working with Kingsbury and that offensive staff there, I think it's going to be very interesting. I like the fit a lot.
Yeah, so do I. And with the third overall pick, New England Patriots, nothing puts the jumper cables on a franchise more than a young quarterback with potential, and that's Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina.
Mike, it's smokescreen season, and I saw something. I think Diana Rossini was reported that they're looking to potentially move out of that 103, and it just makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to me, because if you look at that situation in the quarterback room in New England, they desperately need to get a young, exciting quarterback there. Like, maybe Drake May ends up being a bust, but you'd need to take a swing on it with a top three pick. And it makes all the sense in the world, to me at least, someone that really checks a lot of boxes, I would say, as far as an NFL quarterback goes, Drake May to the New England Patriots. Once again, we've been talking about this for months now, Mike, quarterback going 1-2-3 in this class.
Does it happen at 4? Because this is where I think the draft really starts.
Yep.
Arizona Cardinals with the 4th overall pick, and in my mock, I kept it to them, but I could see a deal here with the Vikings. The one thing with Arizona, and I give them a lot of credit, their general manager, Monte Osenfart, he really does a good job. Monty really thinks this out, and if he gets a great deal, I think Osenfort would trade out of that. But it's got to be a great deal. If they trade out, you know they're going to just accumulate first-round picks, and then they would have three. But if you keep it, Marvin Harrison Jr., a wideout from Ohio State.
And wide receiver's a big need for them as well, Mike. So I could see them staying put and taking Marvin, the best player on some people's big boards. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. He's fantastic from Ohio State. And I think that, once again, like you mentioned, Arizona could potentially trade back from pick 4. And you could see the Vikings trade up from pick 11 and 23 to go up and get J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan, who you have going at 5. We'll talk about that in just a second. If you're Arizona at that point, if you're moving down from 4, you would have 11, 23, and 27 in the first round of this draft. Like, that is how you start rebuilding a roster. At the same time, though, I think that they're content with getting Marvin Harrison Jr. at pick 4 and not passing him up there. So I have the same thing as you in my mock. I got Marvin Harrison going at 4, and them also keeping that 27th overall pick.
And then at the 5th pick, the Chargers are up next. I think this is where the deal would come into play.
I agree.
Where they're looking to get some early picks. It would take you 2 first-round picks and a pick next year, either a 1 or a 2 next year from the L.A. Chargers. And with this pick, I think the Vikings would pick J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan. And I remember we talked about this in January, and people calling in and texting in, no way J.J. McCarthy is going to go in round 1.
Teams fall in love with him, man.
Man, they fell in love with him and quick. And that's how you get burned sometimes, falling in love with a player. But, you know, it's a Hank Stram line, and I'm going to repeat it. Either you got a quarterback or you're looking for one.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. And on this spot where the Chargers could get 2 first-round picks – and really not move down that far. You'd get 11, the 11th overall. I think the Vikings would make that deal and secure themselves J.J. McCarthy.
And all the buzz that's coming out of the Chargers is that they want to be more physical. So that means they want to draft on the lines, and that makes sense. If you move down from pick 5 to pick 11, you can still get a premier tackle, right, which we'll get to in a little bit because I see who you got going to them at pick 11. I got a different one, but I'd like to get your thoughts on it. J.J. McCarthy going 5 to the Minnesota Vikings via projected trade. I think that's very realistic, Mike. Moving on to pick 6, they jumped the New York Giants to get J.J. The Giants could have hypothetically taken him. They have Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU, going at number 6.
Yeah, that's what I have. I think Malik will get to the 6th spot. And, man, I don't do a lot of comparisons, but I did see Ja'Marr Chase, high school, mm-hmm. LSU, NFL. Closest thing I've seen to Ja'Marr is Malik. They physically look the same-looking guy. I mean, they built the same, have the same sort of speed, can make something out of nothing, contested catch guy. And I just think it gives you that big play element. Now, Giants need something to help out the quarterback position. You paid a ton of money for Daniel Jones, and I do think somewhere in this draft class, don't be shocked, to see the Giants try to wheel back in round 1 late if Bo Nix is still there.
We'll get to that in just a little bit, Mike. We're going to keep on rolling because we've got to speed it up a little bit. At number 7, the Tennessee Titans jump for joy because they get to select the best tackle in the class, Notre Dame's Joe Alt. And pair him next to Peter Skoronski on the left side of their offensive line is set for the next decade. Moving on to pick 8, the first defensive player off the board, the Atlanta Falcons take Alabama's Dallas Turner, Mike.
Atlanta hasn't had a consistent pass rusher since John Abraham. look back up, when's the last time John Abraham put on a Falcons uniform?
Right.
I mean, good gracious. You're talking about basically 20 years. Now, they got a one-year wonder in Vic Beasley. 1 year. And then Vic, he kind of was like, I dream a genie. He blinked himself right out. So I do think that Dallas Turner fits here. Now, there's a lot people bring up about all the tampering stuff. Well, the NFL said today they would not. They're still looking into it. So any draft picks you're going to have to give up is not involved in the 2024 draft class. We've had text about it, but NFL made this official. They're still looking into it, and any strip of draft choices would not happen into the 2025 draft class.
Moving on and wrapping up the top 10 here, Mike, the Bears' second pick, as I kind of alluded to earlier on, Washington's Rome Odunze, the wide receiver. I think that makes a ton of sense for them. I saw that Odunze was also kind of talking with Caleb Williams. They're joking around on Twitter, so I think they're ready to be teammates
Man,
as well.
And DJ on that team, DJ Moore, yeah, and Keenan Allen.
Cole Kmet, yeah. I mean, the Bears are building something.
Man,
there,
if they can keep Caleb upright, they got something there. The 10th pick is going to be the intrigue.
Yeah.
Because of Joe Douglas and the fact that he has not walked away from talking about Brock Bowers. Now, their offensive line is El Lazio.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So you have them taking Bowers at 10, Mike. I have them going tackle because I think that their two tackles are both old. And I think that if they get, you know, a tackle injured, they don't have anyone to replace him. So I would potentially probably take Fuanga here, either him or maybe Fashanu, either side, really, because you're looking at Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, two, as I said, very old tackles. And if either one of them gets injured, you know, the Jets are kind of out of luck. But at the same time, I understand the pick. Brock Bowers, a clear top 10 prospect.
I do know who Aaron Rodgers would want.
Exactly.
Give me Brock Bowers is what he's saying.
So that
man,
makes
listen,
all
the old
sense.
Man can protect me for another year, but I think he would push for Brock Bowers.
And then at pick 11, the Chargers, Mike, once again, they move down from pick 5 to pick 11 and 23. At 11, they take the best tackle available, and they get a right tackle. You know, all the kind of talk about Joe Alt being the pick if they stay at pick 5. They already have a left tackle in Rashawn Slater, and I think he's a really solid tackle. So you get your tackle on the right side, and you have them going to Lisa Fuanga, who I think is a great fit for what Jim Harbaugh wants to do.
What he wants to do.
Yes.
He's the best run blocker of the tackle group. He's a huge man, and he's aggressive. Okay, that checks all the boxes off.
I love the
for
fit.
Harbaugh. So if they drop down to 11 and Fuanga's still on the board, I think he's the pick.
And then at 12, you got the Denver Broncos taking Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, the best man corner in the class, the first cornerback off the board at pick 12 to Denver. At 13, you have the fifth quarterback coming off the board, Washington's Michael Penix Jr. going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Mike, I like that.
That's a fit.
Yeah.
Because Penix loves to drive the ball downfield. And what are the Raiders known for? The ability to get the ball deep downfield. That's what they want to do. And Davante Adams ain't getting no younger. So, man, and I still want that. I think it's Michael Penix here that goes to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Love it. And then we have, at the Saints, pick 14, Olufashanu from Penn State, the left tackle, going to the black and gold, Mike.
Again, I've said this before, you know, he's got the size you're looking for. His pass blocking skills are very good. He's a really good athlete, a team leader. Smart. I've talked to the offensive line coach there. Told me, Mike, he's not a rep guy. Okay, you tell him one time and show him how to do it. He knows how to do it. Now, would I like to see him become a little bit more physical as a run blocker? Yes. There is no perfect prospect, but he can protect the backside of my quarterback. And so my thing is, I'll go with Fashanu here at 14.
There you go.
If he's still on the board, that's who I go with.
And then moving down the board, 15, the Colts, you have them drafting Alabama cornerback Terrion Arnold. They need help in the secondary. That makes a ton of sense. Similar at 16, the Seahawks getting Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy.
That one I really like.
Yeah, I do too, because they need help in the trenches. They go on the defensive side of the ball. Their run defense had a lot of issues last year. Byron Murphy is a great all-around defensive tackle. I love that fit. And then your second trade, Mike, here you have the Buffalo Bills trading up with the Jacksonville Jaguars for pick 17. They lose a couple wide receivers in the offseason. Gabe Davis is out the door. Stephon Diggs is out the door. And they get their next top receiver, drafting LSU's Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, gives you a big target receiver with speed. I think he fits that. Now, Buffalo could stay where they're at and you might get a shot at one of the two or maybe both of the Texas receivers, Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell. But I think they move up in this draft class here to get Brian Thomas Jr. And Buffalo won't be the only team trying to move up to get Brian. I think you will see multiple teams trying to trade in that top 20 once those top three receivers come off the board for Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU.
And then we've got a huge run on players in the trenches. I'll try and make it quick here, Mike. The Cincinnati Bengals at pick 18 draft Washington's Troy Fautanu, left side of the offensive line player, tackle, offensive guard potentially. Just great technicians, as you said multiple times. The Rams at pick 19, this makes so much sense. Leautu Latu, defensive end from UCLA. I think it's a great fit there as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking J.C. Latham on the right side of the offensive line, right tackle from Alabama at pick 20. At pick 21, the Miami Dolphins taking Jared Verse, defensive end from Florida State, who fell a little bit down your board here, Mike. I know that we've talked a little bit about maybe he goes in the top half of the draft.
Nothing wrong with him.
Every year there's one of those players that falls a little bit, and I think Miami would be very happy with him.
We talked about the kid from Georgia last year, and he takes
Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith, he takes that tumble. Well, we thought he would go probably 13 through 17, somewhere in around one. He was a late first-round pick. And so I think Jared maybe takes a little slide here, but it's not a far one.
Yeah, and then the Eagles at pick 22, Jason Kelsey retires. They kind of get their interior offensive lineman in the future with Duke's Grant Barton. Once again, Mike, another interior offensive lineman, interior lineman off the board here at pick 22. At 23, the Chargers, once again, they got pick 23 through that
and
trade.
And that pick's been through all over the place.
Yes, so it was originally with Houston, and it went to Houston.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, exactly. And then it went to Houston, and then it went to Minnesota. And now it's sitting in the hands of the Chargers, Mike, via your mock. And you got them taking Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois.
Okay, you know why? Harbaugh's played against him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just think, is there any coach in pro football today that knows college talent better than Harbaugh? He's been through the recruiting process all those years at Michigan, and he's had to go up against Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton's a really good football player, and I think it would be an excellent fit, and it fits the mold. Guess what? Trench guy.
Yeah, exactly. They want to get stronger. They want to get tougher. Got to build through the trenches, and you got them taking Talisa Fuanga at pick 11 and then Johnny Newton at pick 23. And offensive tackle, defensive tackle makes all the sense in the world. At 24, the Dallas Cowboys taking Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, and then wrapping up this run on linemen, Mike. At 25, the Green Bay Packers select Amarius Mims, the all-world potential guy, right tackle from Georgia.
Yeah, he's a guy, started 8 games. He's been hurt a lot. But, man, you see this. He maybe has more talent than any of the tackles in this draft class. But, man, he scares you to death because he hasn't played and he's been hurt all the time.
Exactly.
So Mims would go to Green Bay and then Tampa Bay with the next pick. Nate Wiggins, the speedy cover cornerback from Clemson.
Yep, and once again, we were talking about the Buccaneers, their biggest needs, defensive end, cornerback, kind of. And I think that they could potentially take the guy that you have going to the Cardinals. We'll say that real quick. At 27, the Cardinals take Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State. Maybe that's a fit for the Buccaneers,
man,
at 26.
I debated that a long time.
Yeah, that's a tight one for me. But Nate Wiggins, I mean, you're taking a super talented corner. The only question mark with him is he's so slim, Mike, and his build, he can't really put a lot of pounds on. But Tampa Bay gets a very talented corner, Nate Wiggins from Clemson. Then the Cardinals at pick 27, Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State. At 28, the Jaguars, who traded down from pick 17 in your mock here, Mike, take Cooper Jejean from Iowa, the safety kind of cornerback hybrid that I think you've kind of said it to me, Mike, that he's going to play safety in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's a good one, and he's a ball hawk, and he can help you right away as a return man. Man, on a straight line, can he run?
Yep.
He's a really talented athlete. And then at 29, Detroit, man, they always pick football players. Darius Robinson from Missouri, who can play defensive end or defensive tackle, reminds me a lot of Wayne Martin, who played with the Saints.
Yeah, and I mean, that is a perfect fit for Detroit, I would say, Mike. Maybe they go offensive lineman, and I could see them going with a guy that you have a couple picks down here, Jackson Parrish Johnson. But we'll get to that in just a second. As you mentioned, Bo Nix sneaking into the back end of the first round. The Giants, with a projected trade with the Baltimore Ravens, Mike, they trade back into the first round to get that fifth-year option. With the Baltimore Ravens, they take Bo Nix, the quarterback from Oregon.
You ain't going nowhere with Daniel Jones.
No.
So I think that they try to make a maneuver here to get Bo Nix. late in round one. They have two very early second round picks. So they have some ammunition to move up. And has another team drafted as well as the Ravens? They're not really dropping that far. And they do a great job of kind of stacking their roster with talent. So I think it would make a lot of sense here to move back, have the Giants pick Bo Nix, the quarterback from Oregon.
The last two picks of your mock here, Mike, the San Francisco 49ers at pick 31, taking another Oregon player, this time center Jackson Powers Johnson.
He's damn good is all I can tell you.
Man,
he's a great technician. He's a power player, and he would fit what the 49ers do up front, and he becomes the new leader of that offensive line in the middle making calls.
And then the Chiefs get their kind of superstar pick, right? Texas A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver. I saw a comp, I would say, that he is like a George Pickens type of player where maybe he doesn't bring it on every down, but when he does, like, he is super, super impressive. I mean, that is a perfect fit
and,
for
Kansas
City.
Who knows with Rashee Rice, what's going to happen there in his situation. So I think they go wide receiver. It was a toss-up between him and Xavier Worthy. That would be all they need to have that type of speed out on the edge with Worthy and Mahomes. But I went with A.D. Mitchell, a bigger player. But, man, I don't think Worthy's going to last too much longer.
No, Worthy's going to be one of the first guys off the board in the second round, I would imagine. But that concludes your mock, Mike. That is a lot of trench players in the first round of this class.
That's a lot of big men.
Yes.
I'd much rather feed them than clothe them. That is brought to you all Inside the Draft segment, brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.